Hey, Israel. Hi there. We're going to learn today the couple of Tosafim, and then we're going to focus tomorrow on the mitzvah of eating matzah for 7 days. Whether there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days, but that needs a little bit of preparation on your side. It's a shame we can go through them. A little bit of preparation, and that'll be the plan tomorrow. After you've done the preparation, then you should carry on till the Mishnah, the next Mishnah. So just do the Mishnah of it, just the Mishnah, Hashbam. And then we've got this Tosis of Shusor O. There's a Tosis and Kukri Tet of the base of Shusor after that. Okay, so there's quite a lot of preparation here. So we're going to finish off the Sugya first, after the Tosis in. Then after that, we're going to prepare the sheet. If you've still got time, then the Mishnah and the next and the Tosis, Kukri Tet on the Tosis. Right, okay, so now let's finish off ourselves. So yesterday we learned the Gemara, we had the Raya, so it's just a trouble that is admitted the right of eating matzah nowadays. There's a very hard tasis which appears twice in Sochim. This tasis called the Necho Le'yuchalbuk. A very, very difficult tasis, which we'll see why it's difficult. It doesn't read difficult, see where it is. So it says, Kol ben necho lo yuchel boi, boi eino eichel. Kol ben necho. What's a ben necho? Something irreligious. Lo yuchel boi. Boi eino eichel, you mustn't eat. Eat. But you should eat, master, but you mustn't eat a common Pesach. Eino farish, boi eino chayiv lechel. You can't say boi eino eichel means he's not mechuyiv to eat the common Pesach. So vadei chayiv lechel, he's certainly mechuyiv to eat the common Pesach. So chayiv v'chol amitzis. Ben eichel is chayiv v'chol amitzis. So you can't say he's not mechuyiv with the Korban Pesach. An oil is not mechuyiv with the Korban Pesach. He can't, right? But Ben Necho, somebody who is irreligious, he's mechuyiv with the mitzvahs. He just decided not to keep them. So you can't say boy ein oichel means he's not mechuyiv to eat. So vadei chayiv lechem. He's vadei chayiv to eat. So chayiv v'chol amitzvahs. An irreligious person doesn't have a patur. He's chayiv v'chol amitzvahs. And it's in eretzer. He doesn't want it. What does it mean by boy eino eichel? He mustn't eat the Korban Pesach. And here in the Farish, the Mari Yisrael Muma Mishal Shechita. We're referring here to Yisrael Muma at the time of Shechita. That when he was shechted, he was a Muma. He refused to keep the mitzvahs. Brought the tshuva, and then he did tshuva. Because Avagav, the Yisrael Ma'aliyu, even though he's a Gevaldik Jew, he's done tshuva and he's keeping all Yiddishkeit. Kiven shuloi nimna olo b'shan shchita. Since at the time of shchita, he wasn't a member of the shchita. He didn't join up with them. Shuv eino eichel boi. So he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The apostle comes to tell me that although somebody wants to keep the mitzvahs, he's not allowed to keep the mitzvahs. Why? Because he wasn't a member. In order to see the Korban Pesach, you have to be a member. So why did then the Torah call ben necha leyechol boy? To come to tell me that somebody who wants to see the Korban Pesach could still sometimes not be able to see the Korban Pesach. When? If he's an oral, if he's a tomei, and if he wasn't a member when they did shechita. But he does have to eat matzah and more. He does have to eat matzah and more. End of thesis. Next part is referring to oil. So that's what thesis is saying. Thesis has a question. What do you mean? By in oichel, he's got a ptor for Gombesach. He doesn't have any ptor. As is, no. He could have a ptor in a case where he wants to eat the Gombesach, but he still can't because he wasn't a member. How would that be if he did shiva? So what's... Do you understand me asking? Yeah, Lachaya. What's difficult is, Lachaya the apostle comes to tell me he's not allowed to eat. Yeah. Ben Necho, somebody who is religious, is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Nothing to do with the fact that he wasn't a member at the time. Stum! Somebody who doesn't keep the mitzvahs is forbidden to take part in the Korban Pesach. Kol Benecha lo yoichel boy. He's not allowed to eat it. So what's the question? Don't tell me he's not chayiv to eat. No, there's not coming to tell me he's not chayiv to eat. What's going to come and tell me that he's not allowed to eat? He's just simply not allowed to eat it. So what's the question here? What's going on here?
It's the fighting person.
Huh?
Question?
Why is the Ben Necha talking about that somebody who did tshuva? Why can't the possibly be referring to somebody who didn't do tshuva? Call Ben Necha, somebody who didn't do tshuva is not allowed to eat it.
He's a moderate.
Unless he was a moderate.
He was?
Let's say he was a moderate. Why? He's a Ben Necha. He's a Ben Echa, somebody's misnah. He hasn't done tshuva. No, he hasn't done tshuva. I'm saying, why do we have to say that we're talking about he did tshuva? Why can't the pasuk be simply talking about a Ben Echa who has not done tshuva? Because misnah here, we might say Hashem. Even if he's a member, he's a Ben Echa. He's not a member. What do you mean that's not a member? Because the pasuk says so, call Ben Echa. What's a Ben Echa? Somebody who is misnah here, we might say that. So Rashi explained in Daf Kafka. Ben Necha, Mishin is Naku, Maisav, Lovishav, Shemaim, Redach, I'll tell you, somebody who's Snakia, Maisav, something like that, he doesn't want to have Shechs with Hashem, he's not an Ashi to come Pesach. Mabayab is it? How do you know he can't be that Apostle John Apostle? In the Chumash Rashi, in the Chumash here?
What's
the vote? Yeah, Shemais is good. How do you do that? There's two sugars, got oil, but got Ben Echa, both of them are. Well, fuck it now.
If you fail to keep any particular
mixture,
still keep
all the others. By Kom Pesach, so it's not like that. By Kom Pesach, Kom Pesach is a time of a Munah getting close to Hashem, and somebody who doesn't want to have Shechus with Hashem is not invited to take part of. Here we are. Kom Pesach. No, there isn't it because somebody doesn't eat kombucha. But probably you have to be religious. I don't know how, where is it? Here we are. Kol ben necha lo yuchel boi. Any stranger may not eat it. What's kol ben necha? Says Rashi, shen snaku maisov lo'ovish shebashamay. Ve'echod nochi, a non-Jew. Ve'echod yisal meshumad b'mashma. Also a irreligious Jew is forbidden to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, a goy. Not come tell me he's not chayav to eat the Korban Pesach. No, he's forbidden to eat the Korban Pesach. So the same thing here as well. A mishumud, somebody who is a irreligious Jew, is also anyone who knowingly rejects all or even part of the Torah is forbidden to take part of the Korban Pesach. What does Tosfos want here? What does Tosfos does? He's saying, and the one we're talking about did tshuva, and he wants to eat it, but he's not allowed to eat it. He can't eat it because he wants to. Why? What's wrong with reading something simple? Called Ben Necha Lo Yuchal Boy. Ben Necha is not allowed to eat it. Keep things simple.
He wasn't allowed to join the
members. He wasn't allowed to join the members, right? Why? He wants to. Let's say you've got somebody.
No, but anything he did to tshuva, it's too late.
Yeah, but why do we have to talk about his own tshuva? Why? There's your question. Everybody's talking about tshuva. Why? So, what's the question? What's the question of Tosfos? The tshuva is the answer. What's the question?
He's now become a
baby. If he did tshuva, that was the answer of Tosfos. But there's the answer to that because he had a question. He had a question. Don't tell me that he's not chayev because he is chayev. And I'm not even talking about this. What was the question? The goy. Yeah, I'm wondering. There was a story in the Gemara in Sakhim. Sakhim and Amidvi. And you all know this story. There was, I think we mentioned it, there was this goy that he used to eat from the Korban Pesach. And he came to Netzivim, where Yehuda ben Besaria was. And he said to him, hey, Korban Necha lo yechal boy, it says in the Torah, and I eat it. So Yehuda ben Besaria pulled a fast one on him, and then they got him killed. But what did he mean by Kol Ben Necha? The guy was saying Kol Ben Necha Le'echavay. What did he mean by Kol Ben Necha Le'echavay? I don't have a chiyuv, but I still eat it. No, I wasn't in Taina. In Taina was awesome for me to eat it. And yet I eat it every year. I go dressed up with my pears and long white socks, and I get my common Pesach. That's the Pesach Shach and Kol Ben Neichal Yechal Boy. It's forbidden for a goy to eat from a common Pesach. No, a prior Jew, an irreligious Jew, is the same thing. It's forbidden for an irreligious Jew, somebody's Meshumot, whatever that Gora is, it's forbidden for an irreligious Jew to eat from the Korban Pesach. So what is Tosfos' question? What does he want from it?
None of the
This guy was a monarch. This guy was a monarch. But he's also a monarch. This Aaron, this Ben Nechaz, the Meshumet is a monarch. He's a monarch, he's a member of it.
What is
a
monarch?
That's Tosfos' answer because he has a question. So he's got a question. Because he has an answer to answer this question. He's answering the question.
That's what he wants to talk about.
But he's going on the pasuk.
Oh,
right.
He has an obligation
to
something else.
1 second. Moshe wants to say something. Do me a favor before you ask what you're asking. Read the words in Tosfos. Ein afarish boy ein oichayev lecha. What's the boy ein oichayev lecha? What's the ein oichayev lecha? It's the Korban Pesach. Ein afarish boy ein oichayev lecha. That's not true. It's offer for him to eat it.
Offer, he has an obligation hanging over his head.
It's offer, so that's all the pastor comes to tell me. Boy, ain't oichel. It's forbidden for him to eat this Korban Pesach. So you're right, don't say eat a chayv lechel, say eat offer lechel. What's the kasha? But what's this question going on here? Yeah,
I was just going to say that Tosfos seems to be qualifying a law that doesn't need to be qualified.
Right.
That, and he must not believe the law.
Please.
But also, how can you have a chiyuv and an isser at the same time? The system can't be designed like that.
What do you mean a chiyuv and an isser?
He has a chiyuv to eat from the Korban Pesach.
He's not an isser.
But he still has a chiyuv to do
it? Well, he's a very naughty guy for being a...
It automatically sets him up for an avera. It can't be
it's
like
not
that.
Automatically setting up for an avera. He set himself up for an avera. He is a Meshumot Lavet
Hashem. He would eat it. Otherwise, he would eat it.
Yeah, he's not an asher. But he remembers.
So it's not what he's doing. It's the law. It's setting him up for an avera without him...
If the law says somebody who hasn't had bismillah is not an asher to eat the korban, so there you're an onus. So you don't have to.
I'm talking about in this case.
If the law says somebody who rebels against the disguise is not an asher to eat the korban pesach, so you're not an asher to eat the korban pesach.
He comes back and he wants to. He's not rebelling
anymore. Who said that? Who said that's what we're talking about?
This is what Tosfos is saying.
Because he had a question. Because he had a question, he had this answer.
What's the question?
What's the question?
What's the problem? Why doesn't he? Why does he feel the need to qualify a law?
Right. That's my question. That is my question. What's bothering Tosfos?
Okay. So what is the real? What is the point? Why we say lo yechol
dor? He's not allowed to eat the korban pesach.
Is that the reason, or is the reason to tell us what he has to eat?
The boy, the duke of the boy, is to tell you what he has to eat.
Right. So, does he have to eat it, or does it mean that he has to eat the matzah and mor, or he could eat the matzah and mor?
He has to eat the
matzah and mor. He has to eat the matzah and mor.
Yeah.
So, if he has to eat the matzah and mor, so let's go back to the paper. So, that means that he doesn't have to eat. If the point of the real point of it is to tell you that he doesn't have to eat the matzah, but he does have to eat the, that he does, he is mitzvahed by the matzah and the maror, which is what we were saying is the point. So then that means that if he is mechuyah by the matzah and maror, he isn't mechuyah by the Pesach. And if he isn't mechuyah by the Pesach, then...
Everyone's gone the right way. Everyone's gone the right way. Very good. Very, very good. Okay, the question I was asking is, what was bothering Tosfos? What's wrong with reading the pasuk like, Kol ben eichel lo yechal doy? So, answer is, let's say it's saying like this. We've got a posuk. The posuk is literally telling us that he's not allowed to eat it. But then the boy who comes, he's not allowed to eat it, but
he is allowed to eat
matzah morah. Could it mean he is allowed to eat matzah morah? Well, that's no chiddush. Of course, he can eat matzah morah. That's teitzah shita. Not like we learned in the Rama. Teitzah shita. That's no chiddush in the first. You don't need the pasuk to tell me you're allowed to eat matzah morah. So, if the pasuk was saying that muma is not allowed to eat the korban pesach, then the flip side would be, but you are allowed to eat matzah morah. Which doesn't make sense.
What do you think you couldn't?
Why would I need a posuk to tell me not to eat matzah morah?
You would think you would not be able to eat matzah morah because it comes with the korban pesach.
Oh, maybe that's the pesach we said the other day in the Rambam. Yeah. Yeah, but the taste doesn't hold on. The taste holds if somebody's from that dusa, I don't need any legal dispensation to allow you to have it. Of course you can eat it. So if the pasuk is saying boy eino oichel means you're not allowed to eat the korban pesach, which is a simple pesach, then the diuk of boy eino oichel aval oichel matzah morah, that doesn't mean. Because of course you can eat matzah morah. Elamai, boy in oichel means that you're not mechuyev to eat the matzah, the korban pesach. You're not mechuyev to eat the korban pesach. But you are mechuyev, then we can make the diuk, but you are mechuyev to eat matzah morah, right? So lo yechel boy, you're not mechuyev to eat the matzah, the korban pesach, but you are mechuyev to eat the matzah morah. So when's that case? When's there a case that will tell the guy, the mumma, you should know he's just not mechuyev to eat. No, it's not you're allowed to eat. You're not mechuyev to eat. You have a psul. When do you have a psul from a korban pesach? Answer is, you can have a guy who wants to keep all the mitzvahs, but he's got a psul, because he wasn't a member at the time. That's your first one. But because he was a Muslim, he wasn't a member, so then afterwards, even though he's done shulah now, he would like to eat the korban pesach, and it wouldn't be awesome if he did the korban pesach now, be Quran, you have a psul, because he weren't a member.
So it's just disagree.
And therefore the public saying that you've got a psul from korban pesach, but you don't have a psul from matzah morah. Let me say again, because kind of there's some break in the link. Good thing you asked it, but if the pshat in the pasuk was korban nechor lo yechal boy means it's forbidden to eat the korban pesach, then the hemshach of the gemara would read boy ein oichel aval oichel matzah moy. Boy, you're forbidden to eat the korban pesach, but you are allowed to eat matzah moy. So this is holds that I don't need any pasuk to allow me to eat matzah moy. Matzah morah have no kedusha inside them, so anyone can eat matzah morah. I don't need a pasuk to tell me you should know a muma is not allowed to eat the korban pesach. He can eat a bit of flour, well why not? He can have lettuce, well why not? There's no kedusha in it, so of course he can. So that can't be the pshat in the drosha of the gemara. So if there's a drosha in the gemara, it has to be the drosha is boy, you're not mechuyev to eat. But the other things you are mechuyev to eat. So when's that case? Let me get with korban pesach you have a psul. By the matzah morah you don't have a psul. So when's the case that a woman got a psul by korban pesach? I know you got issa, you're not allowed to eat the korban pesach. When you have a case where you just got a psul from eating the korban pesach, that would be a case where he'd like to eat the korban pesach, and we would have allowed him to eat the korban pesach, but because of the psul, because he's potter, now he's not going to have it. Now he's not going to be able to eat it. What would that be? The person done shuvah, and he was a mumma when they set the korban pesach. He wasn't able to be a mumma. Even if he would have made himself a mumma, it wouldn't have been counted, because somebody who's not an asif from the korban pesach cannot be part of the korban pesach. So some shtuyot way there. So he wasn't a mumma really. And now he's on shuvah and he really wants to be part of it. But since there's non shchiti, he wasn't mumma. So maybe he wasn't a monoi. So now, although he would like to eat the korban pesach, we'd love him to have the korban pesach, and he's allowed to eat the korban pesach with Quran, but because he wasn't a monoi, he's part of the korban pesach. And in that case, we say, boy, you ain't oichel. In this case, you're potter from pesach. You're not potter from matzah morah, but you're chayv to eat matzah morah. That's the pshat in the taste. Yeah, you must come on. Okay.
And you're not supposed to be eating from this, but you are eating that
simple of the can you have a mumma, can you have the aftercream on? Okay, nice sailor. Nice, we're not mommy but I'm okay. Alright, the nice sailor. Yeah. Ask, I haven't seen anyone say you can't, but it's your MS. Yes, so let's go over the thesis and we'll see inside. Says thesis, Ain't the Farish, don't see pshat in the pasuk is. Boy, ain't a chayiv lecho, he's not chayiv to eat it. So father chayiv lecho, because he's definitely chayiv to eat it. So chayiv lecho la mitzvah. So we ask, what do you mean? The pasuk says, he's not chayiv, he's not allowed to eat it. No, but the Zurich in the Gemara in the Pasuk here, we're referring to Chiyuvim. That you're Chayiv in Matzah Mori. So Matzah, we're talking about that you're not Machuyiv with Korban Pesach. That's not true. You're not Machuyiv with Korban Pesach. You are Machuyiv with Korban Pesach. It might be hard for you to eat it, but you're Machuyiv with Korban Pesach. Ella Sheinu Reitza. And you're the Farish. The Pshat in the Gemara is, there might be so Mumma. We're talking about Ephraim Jew. Bishar Shkita, when he was a Shkita, and this Shkita, he was irreligious. So even if he wanted to be a mono, it's not going to work. V'chazva also Shuvah, and then he did Shuvah. And now, he'd like to eat the Korban Pesach, and we say, no, you're not Mechuyev. Even though you'd want to eat it, you're not Mechuyev. Why? Become an African, you saw Mario. Even though he's a proper Jew, Kivin Shloy Nimra Olov. Bishar Shkita thinks, at the time of doing the Shkita, he wasn't a member of the Korban Pesach. Why? Because he wasn't a Shomer. Even if he wanted to be a member, it wouldn't have worked. Shuv ein oichavoy. Therefore, he doesn't have no chiyuv to eat anymore. But you don't have a chiyuv to eat that. You're possible that. But you do have a chiyuv to eat matzah. Right? That's the. So then, after the castle and stuff, okay. Okay, that's the pshat and thesis. Okay, that's the pshat and thesis. The thesis starts off thinking that the pasuk, obviously, the simple reason I'm saying the pasuk saying you're not allowed to eat it. Then what's the deal? Boy, you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to eat matzah mori. Of course. Why shouldn't you be able to eat matzah mori? No, it must be come telling me you're not mechuyev to eat the korban pesach, but you are mechuyev to eat matzah mori. Bichat. A mumma is not mechuyev for the mitzvah. Of course, you're mechuyev for the mitzvah. He's mechuyev before pesach to do shuvah and wants to be and see the korban pesach. So it means he's not mechuyev for the mitzvah. So it says, yeah, there could be a case when he's not mechuyev for the mitzvah, and a case when he did shuvah. And now, really, he would want to, and he would have been able to eat the Korban Pesach. He would be able to eat the Korban Pesach. He's not cut off from the Korban Pesach. It is the p'tul. Just like an old can't eat the Korban Pesach, not cut off from the Korban Pesach. He'd love to eat the Korban Pesach, but he's got p'tul. Tommy, Jeff, and Chayk have p'tul him. This guy's also got p'tul. What's his p'tul? Not a monarch. He wasn't a monarch. There's a p'tul. She's possible from the Korban Pesach. Ah, she's chayiv with matzah mori.
This would apply to a plumy who fell asleep on the arm.
Nachon. My shepherd asked him to the arm. According to what the way he's explaining it, his boy has nothing to do with a mumadaka. Any, as my shepherd's in the case, somebody who was up to the biggest comments all night, and it came to midday, and he was whacked out. He said, I'm going to put my head down for a few minutes. So I said, I've cared for, I got up. And he wakes up in the night time. No. And he missed the shkita. He wasn't a monarchy. He wasn't at all. He's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. He'd love to eat the Korban Pesach, but he's not a monarchy. What are you shaking your head about?
Disagree.
What are you disagreeing about? He's not a monarchy.
I'm going to ask you exactly regarding the
The father can be mizakir for
him.
Right.
That's on. So here, with regards to the woman, not just for coming to sleep, somebody has in mind for the mummer,
we do.
And he'll be mumming.
No, you're not having it. No. By a mummer, you're not at having life. So that Rambam we learned yesterday, there's an issa to give a benicha food. Somebody who's not allowed to be part of the group, she's automatically not a mono. He can pay full membership rights, but he won't be a member. Because the rule in the membership rule is keep Yiddishkeit. Somebody who doesn't keep Yiddishkeit can't be a member. That is a guy that wants to be a Kohen. I'm going to pay membership to the Kohen. It's not going to help you. Because you'll only be a Kohen if your father's a Kohen. I'm hoping. The might be wasn't. It's not that. Give me a
mic.
It's not going to help you. Because at the Shal Shkita, that's when you have to be members. And at that moment, he doesn't give you a disguise. So at that moment, he can't be a member. So that guy's out of it. Yeah, but the guy's sleeping. The person, he was a lone man living in his own home, was going to join the neighbor. He's going to knock at the door, so he can't be party members. But he wasn't. He was sleeping. My brother did Zika's comments. He was very from Jew. Really was a true story. My brother, he did Zika's comments right through the night, basically. He lived in Kirti by the time. And then he went to sleep on Erev Pesach in the afternoon for a little bit. And he woke up at 3 in the morning.
Nice.
No, he's married. Yeah, the whole family. The whole family went to sleep for this. It's like a true story. It's classic for him. The whole side is what you do now. Nice. But this is what this happened to this guy. This didn't happen to be 12 hours earlier. But he woke up. He went to sleep before midday, and he slept through. So it's true. And Moshe Ben got a horror. According to what they were saying, it's just a case of somebody who's not a Mormon.
No, it's different.
How can it be different?
I'll tell you, because everybody knows the halakha of nimna. We don't need this prophet to tell us that there's a messiah, that if someone's not nimna, then, you know, they can't take part in the conversation. So mostly the chiddush, this prophet is coming to tell us that specifically by a ben nechar, who you would have thought, since they aren't
chayav
by the Pesach,
they
maybe
are.
What?
Why are they not
chayav?
He's done
shuvah now. He can't have. They can't have a current.
Why can't he have it?
He wasn't a monarch. No, but we would have thought that he can't have the matzah and the mar more than a regular.
Why? He's done shuvah. Why shouldn't he eat matzah and mar? He's not sure he's a good from Jew. No, so why can't he have a Korban Pesach? Why?
Because
he's
not allowed to have the Korban Pesach.
Why not?
Because he was a mummer.
Right.
But then we will see, he's also not allowed to have
the Korban Pesach. No, but I think it's sort of being the Dapka mummer. Even anyone who stepped in, who's not a monarch, he can't have a compensation. He might believe, but for Matthew Mark. So nothing is called Ben Necho.
We're saying that we would have thought for sure he shouldn't have.
Why?
Because he wasn't monarch.
So it's the same with anyone who's not monarch. We're going in circles.
Religion,
that was history. That was from Jews.
He has no obligation to have Matthew Mark.
Why?
Why?
Because he's not a monarch. Because he wasn't a monarch.
Yes.
So it says
he
was a parent.
Who
can't say he was a monarch at the time?
Yes.
That's history. He's done shuvah. That's why he wasn't a monarch.
Before we're prepared, also he was a monarch.
Okay.
And we don't have to have it. We'll say, no, you don't deserve
having
it. No, we say, no, you have to give it. You have to have.
No.
You have an obligation to have
it. We're saying, it's not about saying that you're mechuyev to do it as opposed to being a mechuyev.
But do we have to have it?
Yeah. Everybody has to have it. But now that he's done shiva, why should he not have it?
He could have made an argument that he's no longer obligated to have Since he's not allowed to have paper,
you're saying he means he's not allowed to have it? You're saying he's not allowed to have it? No, the Pesach.
No.
Not allowed, or he's got a psul?
Not allowed.
If you're saying he's not allowed, then the whole thing is
and that's how the whole thing started, it cannot be that. Because if the Prophet tells you you're not allowed, then the diyak would be that you are allowed matzah more. Matzah more, of course you're allowed. The diyak has to be, the bias be, you're not mechuyev to. That really, you would have been allowed to. Because since you've done shuva, you're not a ben necha, you would have been allowed to. They go up to it, you're not a mother.
So maybe you would have thought, if you're not mechuyev to eat the Pesach, but you're not mechuyev, then you're not mechuyev for the matzah and mar. Mashallah, no, you aren't. By case of a guy that fell asleep,
yeah.
Then there's no harm in me that you that
mechuyev matzah mar. Why? I would say, if you're not mechuyev with Korban Pesach, because you were not monish, you shouldn't be chayev with matzah mar either. So I'm shitting. Afraid of what I'm shitting. Major Pan's question is a very strong question. Very good, strong, solid English question there. the chayev to answer him. It's not as strong as the question, but the chayev to answer him is that the chiddush here is, despite the fact that the guy was a mommy, that Ben Necha was a mommy, he paid membership. That's the chiddush here. That your type of guy who paid membership, and but your membership didn't take effect because you were prior, you were irreligious. And now, I've now become religious, maybe I should be able to eat it. So the apostle, no, you still got to. So there's a chiddush, and as I mentioned, as is chiddush in this Ben Necha, although he was a member for it, he was, it says in the apostle, you have to be, the Korban Pesach of the Ishkan, be, what's the same base? Oh, what's the chiddush? Shkakli. How does this work again? Yeah, that part. Went backwards.
The group was representing what's the best you know will fit.
He doesn't want to keep his card. So even if he paid membership, it's not going to help him. Yeah. It says you have to take something for the family. It says already he has to be part of the family. There's other psukim as well about it. So Avadi we know already, somebody who's not a mono, Avadi is not part of it. Here the chiddush was that he paid membership. Why? He's part of the family. Part of the family. Part of
the meal. But the parents had him in mind.
Huh? All the parents had him in mind, or even if he paid for it. He wants to see the Seder. He wants to experience the Seder. He doesn't want to keep the Yiddish guy. He doesn't want to keep Yiddishkeit. He does not want to keep Shabbos. He doesn't want to keep Kashrus. He doesn't want to keep anything. He wants to experience the Seder night. People go to Tibet for it. The people come to Seder night. So he wants the experience. He paid for it. So maybe such a person would be able to know. Hey, your membership doesn't take effect. I've done sugar now. So maybe I could eat it. No. Then your membership, that's the chiddush. Your membership didn't take effect. It's not going to take effect even if you want to eat the Korban Pesach now, and even if you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach now, because you weren't a member. But in actual fact, in the kishkis of it, in the Nakhalami, the same thing is with the Misha Pastor's case. That we knew. Because you can't be a member like that. We saw in the Rambam yesterday. Rambam said that there's an Issa for the people to give from their Korban Pesach. Huh? Even if he's part of the member. Even Zohar was part of the Chabur.
Rambam is talking about anything, but he's talking about
an oral, let's say. Summa an oral. An oral is not a bad guy. An oral is just somebody who, and he was Mabur in the Rambam, that such a person can't become a monim. Right. And so says the Ben Necha. The same puzzle. Kol oral le'yechol kol Ben Necha le'yechol boy. And all that would like Jesus can't be a member. And a Ben Necha can't be a member. Now what happens if he did Shuvah? It's too late, you're not a member.
Rabbi's building case, Rabbi's defining a case.
Yes.
I'm saying, I don't see where it says over here that if he was a minority and he's a shuba, he still can't have.
They said that he can't. They said he can't. How do you know Kibbutz Lo Nimrov? How do they know he's there? He wasn't a member.
He wasn't a member.
How do they know that?
That's the case
we're
talking about.
Well, you made up a case.
No, this is
a case. I'm not. I'm saying that is what the fact is. Every person who's a mumma, Mr. Shita, is not a member. Because he's not allowed to eat this, he's not a member. What happens if somebody pays full membership rights for something he's not allowed to be a member for? Doesn't work, he's not a member. So Mameli is not a member. Every mumma is not a member. It's not to make up a case that he's not a member. To do what? To become a, to do tshuva. To do tshuva and then eat it.
And
shecht it. Shecht it with doing tshuva.
And with the obligation was not removed from him. According to the Rosh, obligation was moved. He's not already been removed until this time. No, he has an obligation to now be counted and to be eating the carbon pesach.
That means before you shecht it, he definitely has a chiyuv to go and do tshuva to be able to eat the carbon pesach. He's not saying, you know what, if you're religious, we're letting you off this mitzvah. No, you're going to get courage. That person's going to get courage. He's irreligious, he should have done tshuva. But if he didn't do tshuva, he's not allowed to eat it. It's not possible from the mitzvah. But what happens if somebody really wants to be mekayem the mitzvah? But he can't. Why can't he? Because of history. Because when he did the shechita, he wasn't a member then. Why wasn't he a member then? Because he was a ben nechal. And a ben nechal can't be a member. So it made a sense. He wasn't a member then. So although he'd love to do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach now, and we'd love, and he could fit into the category of people that are allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. But since he got tall, but he wasn't a member, therefore he's not allowed. Obviously. If you're not a member, then we've got other psukim that somebody's not a member can't eat the Korban Pesach. The same is for Chisei, come to be obvious. Whole bunch of psukim that says somebody's not a member can't eat the Korban Pesach. What's the chiddush?
Only that he's high on matzah.
The pasuk talking about called ben nechah lo yechal. That pasuk is coming to talk of what case? What case can ben nechah not eat the Korban Pesach? Tell me a case. He wasn't a member. Screw him. Every person is like that. What? What do you mean regular monarch? So he was a member. He was a member. He's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Thank you very much.
The teachers had an obligation
to come
tomorrow. That's the whole reason
in this case. Talking about somebody who's still irreligious? He did shoot. So what's the come time? Although he wasn't a monarch. Right. He's still chayav Korban Pesach. He's still chayav matzah mora. Right. Now, what do you mean he wasn't a monu? Who tells me he wasn't a monu? Where do you see in the pasuk he wasn't a monu? I'll make up a case.
Alright.
Oh, you see, a balabatis. Well, obviously he's talking about a case where he wasn't a member. So there's no difference. But then you've got to make the best question. 100%. Then there's no difference between him or anyone else who's not a monu. What's the chiddush?
The chiddush is that even he has an obligation.
Why not?
He's a woman.
So what?
Let's get him on the program.
He's done sugar. He's
part of the program.
So even he is what?
Obligated. He has an obligation to him.
Everyone else. Yeah. Why him different than anyone else who wasn't a member? Oh, the chiddush is the thing that obviously we're talking about somebody who wasn't a member in the first place. There's other psukim saying you can't eat the Korban Pesach. You don't need the pasuk to say kol ben nechah lo yoichal, and ben nechah can't eat the Korban Pesach if he wasn't a member. There's psukim all over about that. So what's the pasuk? What's the chiddush of kol ben nechah lo yoichal? What's the chiddush of a ben nechah can't eat the Korban Pesach? Means despite the fact he was a member, he still can't eat the Korban Pesach. Why? Because that such a membership doesn't take effect. He's a goy. A goy can't be a member. So now, if he's done shuvah, So maybe now he can have the Korban Pesach. Mashani can't have the Korban Pesach, even though now the Etzim fits in the category. He was originally a member. But no, we can't take it because you're not a member. Somebody who's a guy, somebody who's irreligious, cannot be a member of the Korban Pesach. You pay all your rights. It's not going to help you. That's the first part, Jesus. Oral. Last part, Jesus. Oral. Hainu, Shemeso, Ochiv, Machmas, Mila. Oral is not a irreligious person who doesn't want to do bris mila. Because that's already a benecho. That's already irreligious. So an oral means somebody who's a religious from Jew. His brothers died because of mila. The chai v'chala mitzvah. He's chai with every mitzvah in the world. From a kain kudo. Hello? He is not included in the chiyuv of Korban Pesach because he is an oral. Okay, the last part of Jesus is
he says oral for the his parents are not allowed to give him a bridge or they don't have to.
No, forbidden to.
Forbidden.
It's dangerous. He'll die.
And is he allowed when he gets older to have
it's not going to help him. Hasafah's not going to help if you've got the arenas there. Hasafah's done bris, just explain what it is. If sometimes a person has had bris done, but it wasn't done properly, so you don't have any more of the foreskin there. But the bris wasn't done properly, let's say it was done before the 8th day. So it wasn't done properly, so then a pitaron of doing Hasafah's done bris is just extracting a little bit of blood from the member there, and that's good enough. But that's only because there's no oral there. But if the oral is still there, on top of the umbrella, it's not going to help you. Did you meet them? Proper meet them. Yeah, yeah. If he's had bris mila when he was a goy, then have to do a topless dambri. Otherwise, it's a proper mila. Proper, yeah. We were kids. There was a scooper when loads of guys were coming out of Georgia. Loads of Jews were coming out of Georgia to. They came to England, as some came there to sell. So we were there, my father was involved. So they made the bris milas for people, for grown up guys, for 30 year olds. They made the bris milas for the afterwards. So they're proper bris milas. They stand under anesthetic and also sort of proper bris milas. Okay, so that's the last one I don't want to go into. It's a little bit too technical for us. Did we do ever that taste the Rashbam Sibai? Maybe we did. I don't know, we did it for some reason. Some reason we missed out. But I hope everyone's done it. Now the last place is also is Kashotan of the Sugya, which I also don't want to do. That leads us to the end of the Sugya, basically. The end of the Sugya of Matzah, Moira, the Jaisa Drabon. There's still one part of the Sugya which we've read through about this idea of Mashvi Rishus, Ashishis Yomim Rishus. What's exactly the halacha of Matzah on that first on the seven days of Pesach? Sounds like Rishus. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. So that, we'll just want to show you what the sheet is. If we just give out the sheet for a minute. So on this sheet, so the first two opinions hold one way about what the chiyuv of matzah is during the 7 days of Pesach. And then there's a question from a Balamoy which is meant to show you, if you think about the question of it, it's meant to show you that he disputes what the first two opinions hold. I'm not saying anything because I want you to work out yourselves. It's meant to show you from the question of the Balamoy and his answer, you see, he disputes the ruling of the first two opinions. And then if you want the Bikyatus is the fourth sitter there, he asked this question on the Balamoy. And Avnineza told us shut in the Balamoy. Okay, so you have the first two Malachemis tell us one opinion, you have the Balamoy asked a question which seems to imply a different opinion, then you have the Avnineza. Those are the, that's as far as you have to go. The Maitre Rav and Rabbeinu Yoyino, and Alpha Sultan, I'll explain to you and see it. You can do it. If you want, my Rav is a Goyim. The Vilna Goyim had, they wrote a sefer about him, my Rav, or his customs and halachas that he himself did. And it says there what he held about eating matzah for the 7 days of Pesach. That's the Vilna Goyim's opinion. And then, okay, Rabbeinu, the other side of the page really don't need to do. You're not going to understand why. What's from anyway? This side of the page. Now, as I said, after you finish the sheep, and you've done chazor, whatever you want to have done chazor and asugya, then you have to learn the Mishnah, yes, Yosna Mishnathon, until the end of the Mishnah, Rashbam, and then go back to Tesis. Places on the Rosh, the Yakum, the Chabur, the Chabur, I think you're way back to the beginning of the Sugya.
Mishnah?
Mishnah, Rashbam, and then back to the places. Oma. Oma. Okay. Oma, on the... Could you test on the base, second places. Okay, and that's what's going to be the plan for tomorrow. And Sunday and Monday, it's not unfortunate, but I'm just not going to be here. So Sunday and Monday, I'd like to set up as a day for Chazara Kali of what we've learned. Really, I would have wanted it tomorrow. Since we're not going to be here on the Mondays, could I say tomorrow we should finish off this sugya, and then we'll try and arrange tomorrow some type of Chazara Kali. Okay.